Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. This is your AQA GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and philosophically rich topics on the entire specification, the nature of the soul and the afterlife. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know, the key concepts, the specific quotes you must memorize, the common mistakes that cost students marks, and a quick-fire quiz at the end to test your recall. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Now, why does this topic matter? Well, questions about what happens after we die, whether we have a soul, and how our actions in this life affect our eternal destiny. These are questions that have shaped human civilization for thousands of years. And for your AQA exam, they're worth a significant chunk of marks. The good news is that once you understand the key distinctions and have a handful of precise quotes ready to go, this topic becomes very manageable. Let's build that understanding now. Section 1, the nature of the soul. Let's start with the big question. What is the soul? In both Christianity and Islam, the soul is understood as the non-physical, spiritual essence of a human being, the part of you that is distinct from your body and that continues to exist after physical death. In Christianity, there are two main philosophical traditions when it comes to the soul. The first is Platonic dualism, which comes from the ancient Greek philosopher Plato, and was adopted by many early Christian thinkers. Plato argued that the soul and the body are entirely separate substances. The body is physical, temporary, and mortal. The soul, however, is immaterial, eternal, and immortal. For Plato, the soul is actually imprisoned in the body during life and is released at death. This idea influenced thinkers like St. Augustine and shaped a strand of Christian thought that emphasizes the immortality of the soul as a purely spiritual entity. The second Christian tradition is the resurrection of the body. And this is crucial because many candidates confuse these two ideas. Physical resurrection is the belief, rooted in the New Testament, that at the end of time, the body and soul will be reunited in a transformed, glorified state. The key text here is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 44, where Paul writes, "It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body." The Greek term Paul uses is soma pneumatikon, a spiritual body. This is not the same as pure spiritual immortality. It is a bodily resurrection, but a transformed one. Jesus' own resurrection is understood as the model for this. His risen body could eat, be touched, and yet also pass through walls and ascend to heaven. This is the mainstream Christian position, held across most denominations. Now, in Islam, the soul is called the ruh. The Quran describes the ruh as a divine breath breathed into humans by Allah at the moment of creation. This is referenced in Surah 15, verse 29. The ruh is the essence of a person given by God, and it returns to God at death. Unlike the Platonic view, the Islamic understanding does not see the soul as pre-existing the body or as naturally immortal in its own right. Its continued existence depends entirely on the will of Allah. Section 2, afterlife states, what happens after death? Now let's trace the journey after death in both traditions, because this is where the exam questions really dig in. In Christianity, after death comes judgment. There are actually two forms of judgment in Christian theology: particular judgment, which happens immediately after an individual dies, and general judgment, also called the last judgment, which occurs at the end of time when all souls are judged together. Many candidates only mention one of these. Make sure you know both. After judgment, souls go to one of several destinations. Heaven is the state of eternal union with God, perfect joy, peace, and fulfillment. Jesus says in John chapter 11, verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." This is a brilliant, versatile quote. Memorize it. Hell is the state of eternal separation from God. Most mainstream Christian denominations teach that hell is a real possibility for those who reject God. Some theologians like Karl Barth have argued for universal salvation, the idea that ultimately all will be saved, but this remains a minority view. Purgatory is a specifically Catholic doctrine, and this is a key denominational distinction that examiners love to test. The Catholic Church teaches that those who die in God's grace but are not yet fully purified undergo a process of purification before entering heaven. This is supported by 2 Maccabees 12, verses 42 to 45, and by the tradition of praying for the dead. Protestant denominations, however, reject purgatory entirely. Martin Luther, during the Reformation in the 16th century, argued that salvation is by faith alone, sola fide, and that there is no scriptural basis for purgatory. This is a brilliant point of contrast for your evaluation questions. Now let's turn to Islam. After death, the soul enters barzakh, the intermediate state. The word barzakh means barrier or partition in Arabic, and it refers to the period between death and the day of judgment. The Quran references this in Surah 23, verse 100. Behind them is a barrier until the day they are raised up. During barzakh, the soul remains in the grave and may experience a foretaste of its eventual reward or punishment. Then comes Yawm al-Din, the day of judgment. On this day, all human beings are resurrected, and their deeds are weighed on the mizan, the divine scales. Every action, no matter how small, is recorded in a book of deeds. Those whose good deeds outweigh their bad deeds will enter Jannah, paradise. The Quran describes Jannah in vivid, sensory terms: rivers of milk and honey, beautiful gardens, and above all, closeness to Allah. Surah 47, verse 15 describes rivers of water, rivers of milk, rivers of wine, delightful to those who drink it, and rivers of purified honey. Those whose bad deeds outweigh their good deeds face Jahannam, hell, described as a place of fire and torment in Surah 67, verses 6 and 7. Section 3, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, this is the section that can genuinely make the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7. Let's go through the most important points. Common mistake number 1, confusing resurrection with reincarnation. This is one of the most frequent errors examiners see. Resurrection means the body and soul are raised and reunited after death. It is a one-time event at the end of time. Reincarnation is the belief found in Hinduism and Buddhism that the soul is reborn into a new body after death in a cycle called samsara. These are completely different concepts. Christianity and Islam both teach resurrection, not reincarnation. Common mistake number 2, being too vague. Saying Christians believe in heaven is not enough for marks above level 1. You need to show awareness of divergent views. For example, the difference between immediate judgment and general judgment, or the Catholic acceptance of purgatory versus Protestant rejection. Common mistake number 3, misquoting or inventing scripture. Examiners are very alert to vague references like, "The Bible says be good to get to heaven." You need real specific quotes. Here are the ones you must know. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 44. Soma pneumatikon, the spiritual body. John 11, verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. Surah 23, verse 100. The Barzakh verse. Surah 47, verse 15. The description of Jannah. Common mistake number 4. In 12-mark evaluation questions, writing a one-sided argument. The AQA mark scheme for 12-mark questions requires you to consider more than one point of view and to reach a justified conclusion. If you only argue one side, you cannot access the top mark bands. Use the structure. Some believers argue, however, others contend. Overall, I would argue. This signals to the examiner that you are engaging in genuine critical evaluation. Exam tip for 5-mark questions. When you include a scripture reference, make sure it is explicitly linked to your explanation. Don't just tag it on at the end. For example, Paul's description of the soma pneumatikon in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 44, supports the idea of physical resurrection because it suggests the body will be transformed rather than simply spiritual. Exam tip for 12-mark questions. Allocate 12 to 15 minutes for this response. That's roughly 1 minute per mark, plus planning time. Spend 2 minutes planning, jot down your two or three arguments against, and your conclusion. Then write. A well-structured, planned answer will always outperform a rushed, unplanned one. Section 4, quick-fire recall quiz. Right, cover up your notes if you can. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Try to answer each one before I give you the answer. Question 1, what is the Greek term for the spiritual body used by Paul in 1 Corinthians 15? The answer is soma pneumatikon. Question 2, what is the Islamic term for the intermediate state between death and the day of judgment? The answer is barzakh. Question 3. Which denomination accepts the doctrine of purgatory and which rejects it? Catholics accept it. Protestants, following Luther, reject it. Question 4. What does Yawm al-Din mean and what happens on this day? It means the day of judgment. All humans are resurrected, their deeds are weighed on the mizan, and they are sent to Jannah or Jahannam. Question 5. What is the key difference between resurrection and reincarnation? Resurrection is a one-time raising of the body and soul at the end of time. Reincarnation is the rebirth of the soul into a new body in a continuing cycle. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review those sections before your exam. Section 5, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. The nature of the soul in the afterlife is a topic that tests both your factual knowledge, AO1, and your ability to evaluate competing arguments, AO2. Remember, AO1 and AO2 are equally weighted at 50% each, so you need both. The key distinctions to master are Platonic dualism versus physical resurrection in Christianity, the Catholic doctrine of purgatory versus Protestant rejection, the Islamic concept of Barzakh and Yawm al-Din, and the crucial difference between resurrection and reincarnation. Your power quotes are Soma pneumatikon from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 44, John 11, verse 25, Surah 23, verse 100, and Surah 47, verse 15. And your exam technique is be specific, use scripture precisely, acknowledge divergent views, and always reach a justified conclusion in your 12-mark answers. You've got this. Good luck in your exam. I'll be rooting for you. Until next time, keep revising, keep questioning, and keep thinking deeply. Goodbye.